I was like, who the fuck is that? And then years later, I watched it again. I was like, that's Ashley fucking Johnson. Like,
it's not she got to be near Chris Evans. It's Chris Evans got to be near her. Hi, welcome to Author's Note.
Don't like, don't listen.
My name is Cass.
And I'm Nika!
It's been a little bit of a wild week, so Tease is not with us this week, but you can go and find them on Twitter and give them some well wishes and tell them how much you miss them and love them. But we have my dear friend and friend of the show, Nika, filling in this week. In a real pinch hitter of an episode.
At long last, it begins. Your third member starts here.
I'm sorry, Jay's our honorary third member.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, so you kind of missed the boat on that one.
I'll have to just fight them for it. This is Furry Jay.
Jay is on our furry episode. You can find Jay on that episode. That episode is really fun, actually. But this week, we're doing something a little bit different. I know normally we talk about fandom history and fandom discourse and media history. But this week, Nika has an ear for voice actors. And it has long been the bane of many of our conversations, I would say. It probably causes about 9/10 of our fights. But Nika has a tuned ear for picking out voice actors, either by name or by other roles they have portrayed. So this week, we are going to do a fun little game show of Nika attempting to guess characters and guess their voice actors, and you can play along at home. But before we get into even any of that, Nika, have you been watching or reading or enjoying anything fun this week?
this is so off the beat that I normally do. I've been watching Star Trek The Next Generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my comfort. Well, Mass Effect is my comfort series. So you can bet when I was listening to that Mass Effect episode, I was screaming the whole time. I was just like, I'm so mad. mad that it ended the way that it did and mad that people acted the way that they did. So disclaimer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I love sci-fi, and I've been having, you know, typical health issues for a person that owns certain body parts. So I was watching that.
What a way to put that.
Yeah. And I've really gained an appreciation for it just because of how, like, you can feel the love radiating from the cast and crew from the show because they loved being on it. And it's like, it was the brain parent from Mass Effect. Like, it's based on Star Trek, and you can see where and when they got their inspirations. Like, Measure of a Man is like Legion's entire character arc. So, like, so I've been doing that, playing Final Fantasy Online 14 with my boy Goose Coxcomb. Hit me up on the forums. It's a primal. I love my son. I have so many ideas, but I still don't, like, I can't solidify any of them because I haven't gotten deep into the lore yet. But if I'm not cleaning or trying to be a healthy, functioning adult, I'm playing that game, and which is more often than
not.
Now,
the fun thing is you can be a healthy, functioning adult and play Final Fantasy XIV.
This is true.
I haven't figured out that combo yet, but many of my friends have, and so I'm aiming for it.
We'll get there one day. We'll get there
one day. Yeah. Your 20s are for just messing everything up.
I feel like
we do have another fun special guest with us today, which is Lucky, who's Nika's cat. So if you're a fan of Eskel screaming, be prepared for some Lucky screaming, because she does it a hell of a lot more.
She's going to be 16 this year. She's old as balls. So pray and wish for her good health. lastly, I just started this today. It's a podcast called, I think it's called Behind the Bastards. Okay. And it's from iHeartRadio, and it's about, it's about breaking down notorious historical figures and, like, where they came from and, like, the spider web of their influence. And I clicked on one called The Man Who Made Trump. And it's about a guy named Roy Cohn. And it's in two parts, and I'm like halfway through the first, and it's loaded. If I was in a psych course, my paper would be on this about how, like, be nice to your children. Because you'll create a dictator if you don't. Like, it's fascinating. And the host seemed
I'll have to check that out. That sounds really good. I beat main scenario quest of Shadowbringers last night because I had a really rough night. And I, like, I stopped because I did some, you know, level grinding with Cass, who is another dear friend of the show. And then I tried to go to sleep and it didn't work out so well. And I was like, I'm just going to beat Shadowbringers. And I did.
You beat Shadowbringers? I'm having a lot of
Yeah, not patch content.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I apologize to every, you know, person who listens to the podcast who has no interest in Final Fantasy XIV, but this is kind of going to be what you're hearing until November, and then you're going to hear more of it when Endwalker comes out. But we have a lot of exciting stuff planned for the coming weeks. When Tees comes back next week, the Neopets bonus episode is going to be coming out. Patreon, we just released our show and tell episode over there, and another one is coming very soon to make up for the deficit of our vacation. But yeah, we've got tons of stuff coming out, and it's also a great time to go back and, you know, listen to some old episodes as we get into that cozy slide of fall. I'm one of those people. It's not the last days of summer, it's the first days of Halloween.
Fuck yeah, dude. I can't wait. It's crazy how fast August went by. Mm-hmm. September's 2 weeks away. What?
I think it's technically, it's less than 2 weeks away.
It's, oh my god, like, I'm both very
excited. It's a little over a week away.
I'm very excited and also deeply traumatized at how fast time is moving, and I'm not comfortable with it. But I'm so ready for those fucking leaves to come down, and for me to turn up and wear a fucking sweater!
Now, Nika, I'm very familiar with you, but obviously people who listen to the show are not. More than likely. Would you like to tell people a little bit about yourself? Where you come from? What are you into? What's the sort of stuff that you, Nika, get up to on an everyday basis?
I feel like the short and quick and easy answer is that I'm like a second... I butted off of Tees when Tees was first created in a lab of good taste. we're tube siblings. I'm a weeb through and through. I was, I started the weeb journey when I was 12 and I've never looked back. I love anything that's a story. If it's a podcast, if it's like a weird webtoons comic, if it's like a short form story, a video game, a movie, like House of Leaves, a weird puzzle book that's the size of my head, I'll read it. I'll engage with it in any possible way if it's a story.
Why you've been dragging your feet through Patrick Rothfuss's writing for like over a year now.
Yeah, like it's not like the second book is better. It's over there, obviously, because I just looked up at it. But it's like I also love lore. I love lore heavy stuff if it's done in a way that's like palatable and not like Lord of the Rings. Listen, if you're a Lord of the Rings fan, it's
interesting.
It's part of fantasy canon. It paved the way for many things that I love hold dear in my heart. But oh my god, is she dense? Like, it's like you're in a history class. That part, there has to be. Have you heard of nuance? There has to be nuance in it.
One would argue that there's quite a bit of nuance.
Maybe a little too much. But you want to like.
It's the iceberg of nuance.
You don't want to turn into Uriage. Like, you want to be, like, understandable.
Be nice to him. Be nice to him. I love him. Be nice to him in his mutton chops.
I'm a good old-fashioned millennial. I grew up in a forest. That should tell you a lot. In a hippie town. Hippie town forests.
Yeah, you help take care of chickens. You're wearing plaid right now.
Yeah.
You are in every way except sexuality. A butch lesbian.
I was thinking about things I would say the other day. I was like, should I just say it? Like, I'm the butch lesbian without the lesbian. Like, that'll break it down for you. I look like Alanis Morissette sometimes if I do the lighting right. So, yeah. Just think Alanis Morissette if she was really into anime.
And... So, fellas, if you're looking, Mika's out there.
If you treat people like they have rights, then boy, we're already on a... What she said. You'll hear it in the recording.
All right.
I think that's about it. I also draw. I should mention that. I draw.
Yeah, you're an artist. Where can people find you online?
Turian, which is the name of a Mass Effect species. Turian. Mailman. At Twitter and Tumblr. Possibly Instagram. I almost always use Twitter actively, and then I do bursts on Tumblr. So Tumblr and Twitter are my main spaces, and that's pretty much it.
If you're also really into Princess Tutu.
I, listen, if I brought that up, we would be here. I would not be able to control myself, but I fucking love Princess Tutu, okay? Like, if you've been listening, you'll know, friend of the show, me, fucking loves Princess Tutu. That's all I gotta say on that.
With that, let us descend the 20 circles of auditory hell and begin our fun little game. So, Nika, how this is gonna work is, we're gonna play a voice clip for you. Mm-hmm. You have to guess the character who says that line and the voice actor for a possible total of 2 points, 1 point for each. There is a possible total of 40 points. There are some gimmies in here and there are some trickier ones. And there's one that technically does not have a voice actor, but if you can tell me what made the noise,
okay, we're good. All right. Watch the Wilhelm scream be in here.
It's not. Listeners, feel free to play along at home. Let's get started with our very first clip.
No, just another defensive system.
Oh, God. I know her. She always plays really stoic. Yeah, she always plays really stoic characters. Oh, it's 2B.
It is 2B.
It's 2B. I don't know her name. I don't know the name of the voice actress, but she's great.
Okay. That was Kira Buckland.
Hell yeah, Kira. She's also on the Very Loud, Very... Oh, no, that's not true. She's on Kyle McCarley's streams. She'll show up. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool, good to know.
It's 2B.
Kyle McCarley is the voice of 9S.
My son.
All right. Number two.
This is a joke. Now you show up.
It's my favorite. Okay, that was Kolyat Krios from Mass Effect 2. it's Quentin Flynn. And he's also, fun fact, he's the voice of Sheldon from My Life as a Teenage Robot.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he's like, Jenny! Like, he's like, he whiffs out the nerd. It's so good. Yeah, that's my son. That's my boy, Kolyat.
There are some surprises on here that even I did not anticipate who was voicing them. So,
I love that. Right. I love a good surprise.
Number three.
You've done so much for me. I thought you might like this.
It's Hades. That's the game. It's the game is Hades. Okay. It's Zagreus. Darren Korb is the voice actor.
Wow, yes.
I know this.
Very good.
I know this because they said, oh, he used to do the music of all the other games.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed with his music. So I was like, that's fucking Darren Korb.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I think everyone was a little blown away by that.
I have to play that game again. It's been a hot
The voice acting in Hades has this very...
It's super...
I think on the Besties podcast, they described it as being, like, everybody was really close up on the mic. They did it in one take, and it's really sexual for every single line.
Yes. You could argue that also for Final Fantasy. Everyone is like...
Yeah. Aimeric.
Like, really up on that microphone.
All right. Number four...
I feel like you're doing the countdown to the Animal Planet, like, most dangerous animals with, like, number four. The shark with
number
six
four.
Mouths. All right, I'm good.
Hi, gamers. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today we're going to be counting down the top 10 moments in all of Fortnite. Number five.
Oh, God.
Number four.
Oh, no.
Number two.
It's the worst bit. It's the
I
worst
do this
bit.
When we're raiding and Nika tries to kill me. All right. Okay. But do you know which one it is?
God, no. They all sound the same after a couple hours. First off, this is Animal Crossing.
Yes, this is Animal Crossing.
And my guess is New Horizons, because it sounds fucking crisp. It sounds clean.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you, it is one of the main NPCs, if that helps at all.
Is it Tom Nook?
It is! Do you know where Animalese comes from?
I think it isn't it like a mashup of Japanese and English?
Yes.
Okay. But
the
I don't
phonetic sounds, yes.
I don't know who does the voices. I don't know Computer.
Yes.
Is it a Vocaloid?
No, I don't think it's a Vocaloid. It was a system that they created specifically to so anytime you are typing in Animal Crossing, you can really easily pick up on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can sometimes pick it out from when they're speaking if you're really used to hearing Animalese in Animal Crossing, where they're making the phonetic sounds or specifically pronouncing the letters that they were saying.
Yeah, they're like, eh.
So,
yeah.
B. Yeah. Or for like L's and R's, they'll do like R and L, that kind of thing. Number five.
We'll figure something out. You just find a way to get the hell out of here.
My love and my wife, even though she's married, Laura Bailey. Laura Bailey as
Kaine.
Yes, Kaine.
That is Laura Bailey. Yes.
My other wife and love of my life.
It was very difficult to find a line where she wasn't swearing, because I felt like that would immediately give it away, the character.
Yeah.
So there's no like characters saying each other's names in any of these clips, and I tried to limit music, but Nier is so chock full of music.
Well, the other thing,
almost every moment.
The other thing with Laura Bailey is that in the media that I've consumed that she's been a part of, she doesn't really do that kind of voice very often.
Mm-hmm,
so the only thing I have consumed that she does do that voice is Nier. So I was like, yeah, it's Nier.
Well, and it's amazing because she has such a diversity in the way that she can control and manipulate her voice, which is not most voice actors do. But I think a lot of them get typecast into these certain roles.
For sure.
I think for a very long time, she was pulled into this sort of like softer, higher voice, especially because she's like a cute girl. Like, we can acknowledge that. And I think she got cast for that kind of role.
When we were watching by the way, we watched Miraculous Ladybug together. That's how.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The character of, I don't remember her name, but she's the girl in the Shanghai special. Her voice actress is, I've noticed, typecasted as like these very like, they have daddy issues. Like, it's so weird. Like, cause she's in Persona.
We always
want
a girl with like a little bit of edge to her voice. And
she's
my father,
like all the time. And I'm like, wow, why did they do this to you? Like, what is it about you that screams, I'm a girl with dad issues?
All right. Number six.
Yeah, but it was fun. Every day's fun. Even when we almost get ourselves killed.
Nika's crying on the other screen.
It's Robbie Damon, and it's Prompto.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what clued me in? It was the Spanish guitar. It was like the sad...
Do you know what scene that's from?
I'm sure it's like the end, right? Like,
It's
not? Oh, I don't know. We had a lot of fun. I mean, we always have fun. I don't know where the fuck you're talking about. Like,
when you're standing on the steps of the Citadel and you gotta say goodbye to your best friend, he's like, can I look at that picture? And
you mean the part of the game where I went, no, take it again. Well,
there
what about this one? No.
In Final Fantasy 15, in which Prompto, the character who you just heard, takes photos. And these photos are normally like AI generated, but you can also take photos yourself. And so at the very end of the game, the idea is that you're standing at like the moment of this final confluence where you are about to die, spoilers, and you're like, you know, let me look through all those photos, Prompto, and you can take one with you. Except, of course, the game has a built-in mechanic where you can say, let me look at this photo. No, not this one. And so Nika did this for 10 minutes? 10 minutes at like 5 in the morning when we'd been playing all night and we were exhausted and tired and you could not stop cackling.
I think part of it was the fact that, so I had forgotten that that was a mechanic. So
yes.
Then like it of course it shows you the most recent photo you took. And whatever I took, it was some dumb bullshit. It was like a blurry...
It was specifically the very bad drawing that one artist does in Alticia of all four boys. And like the joke of the photo is that they just look so bad.
That's right.
It's like, so like you go to this portrait artist and she's like, yeah, let me draw you boys. And she draws you and you get it. And you're like, oh, okay.
Prompto's like, we had some good times. Do you want to take a look at a photo? And it's like, it's like this really awful drawing. And it's just like, yep, this is the one. This is the one I want to remember for the rest of my dying days. So, and then it was like, I took a photo of Noctis in the bird suit. The mascot. Like, oh my god.
Kenny Crow.
And it's just the way that he's like, let me take a look at another one. And then Prompto's like, here you go, buddy. And just like not just going like, mm-hmm, yeah, good times. Give me another one. Just like they're all really bad. It makes Prompto look like he's like really bad at being a photography guy. And he's just like a blurry picture of Ignis's elbow.
We're moving into trickier ones now. And ones which I think you will be much more hard pressed to identify. So say goodbye to your perfect score.
Okay.
Your score isn't perfect. You've missed one so far. All right. Number 7.
Listen. But you can get anything. There's some over on the plains, I believe.
That's Charles from Red Dead 2. Red Dead.
Damn, yeah,
Red Dead,
okay. Yeah, it's
but
two.
I think they're like actors, so I don't like hear them regularly, so I don't know his name.
That is Noshir Dalal. Admittedly, I did not expect you to get that one, but I'm amazed that you got Charles.
He has a really distinct voice. It's like, I mean, they all do, because they're voice actors, but like, it's this, like, it's very nasally, it's very far back in the throat, and it's like, Charles, when he speaks, it's, you listen to him, like, it's important, so you, like, keep it up here, and it's just, like, he just, it's Charles, I don't know how else to describe, like, yep, that's Charles.
He has that magical blend of a voice that is both soft and yet very commanding, which
yes,
I think is
exactly.
quite rare. It's like, you have it or you don't. It's not something you can necessarily train into. Number 8.
How do I talk about this? So, guess you trained him, huh? After I left.
I gotta hear it again.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know. It sounds like Wolf 359, but I doubt that's what it's from.
It is not, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is from a video game, and I'll help you a little bit and say it is a AAA video game.
Oh god, well I don't really play a lot of those.
I know you've played this one though.
It's what's throwing me off is that it's clearly like a segmented part. Like it's like a file that you pick up. Oh no. I don't, can I get one more hint, but it's specifically like, did I play it with you?
You didn't play it with me, but I was the reason you were able to play one of the entries in this franchise.
Okay. I honestly have no idea. I'm thinking it's definitely not, God of War. It's not one of the DLCs from Final Fantasy 15.
No.
Oh man, I don't know.
This was Nolan North as Desmond Miles in Assassin's Creed.
Oh, okay. We gotta clarify a few things here. One, yes, I currently have that game that you let me play. He's not in that. He's not in that at all.
He's in that franchise, though.
Yes, he's in the franchise, but, like, I haven't played a Nolan North Assassin's Creed game in 100 years. It's been a while.
Don't hold me accountable because you can't identify one of the most prolific voice actors.
I take the L, but let me tell you, Nolan North is triple A, and I haven't played a Nolan North game since I was in, like, community college. Like, it's been a long I bet you Nolan North
excuses.
Is gonna be in here. He's gonna be in here somewhere. But
and
I Nolan North. Can I hear it again just so I like now that I know
yeah,
it's Nolan
it.
North? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can kind of parse it up. Oh man, wow, yeah, that was a toughie. There was a lot going against me on that one. I haven't heard Nolan North speak since I was 21.
There are two in here that I'm worried you won't get at all. And this is one of them that I'm about to play for you.
Oh, man. I'm
this one, I'm going to need you to go back a little bit into your childhood, okay?
Oh, that's
number
easy.
Number 9.
Do that all the time. All right.
Lies in a little something called liposomes. Liposomes are microscopic agents that can actually carry vitamin E to the subsurface of your skin.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, you really went far for that one. Oh, God. I know. Like,
if
it's
you can
familiar.
Even name the series it's from, I will give you the point for the character. But I was thrown by who voices this character.
I know that I've heard the voice many times, because, like, you know, childhood. My brain is like, it's called Lyoko. No, that's just because we were watching Miraculous Ladybug, and Code Lyoko is adjacent to that.
It's not Code Lyoko.
Let me hear it again. I doubt I'm going to get it. Oh man, like maybe Ben 10. Like
further
old
back
one.
Than Ben 10.
Oh god. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get it. I know the voice. I've heard it many, many times, but I don't know the name and I don't know the series.
The TV show was Recess. The character is
Gretchen.
Oh man. And the voice actress is Ashley Johnson.
Okay, that makes sense. But she's like,
as soon as you hear that it's Ashley Johnson, you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
That's like, but I was like
what?
That's Ashley Johnson with like all the capitals in her name. That's like mega Ashley Johnson because she has like that's like a nerd. Like it's in there. Wow, Recess. Damn.
Recess. Oh,
yeah. Whew. Holy shit. Since I was 10. I remember the episode where one of them turns 10 and they're like, you're entering the double digits. And I was like, oh no, so am I.
You're doing pretty good so far. Number 10.
Your tale would stir the hearts of many men and women here.
That's Sam Riegel. Is that Alphano?
It is Alphano.
Yeah.
Can you name the expansion of Final Fantasy 14 that he voices Alphano in?
It's heaven. It's oh fuck. It's Realm Reborn. Because thank God that's the last. That's the first and the last we hear of that. I can. Footnote to author's note. I love Sam Riegel. He's really good. But I'm going to throttle whoever voice directed a Realm Reborn because they had people like Taliesin fucking Jaffe in there, and it's abysmal. Like it's woo.
And Taliesin is, like, a phenomenal voice actor as well, but they were just really weirdly cast for the characters that they ended up playing. I think the closest they got was Gideon Emery kind of fits as Orion Jay, but
It's also, like, Gideon Emery is usually playing, like, these stoic characters, so it's like he's already doing half the work for you, so it's, like, by being Gideon Emery. But, fun fact, Taliesin Jaffe does a lot more voice direction work than he does voice acting, and he voice directed... It's time to duel.
Good for
him. He voice directed Tease's favorite series, Beck Mongolian Chop Squad.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So he's a fantastic voice director.
Number 11.
Mei, look at this bridge. A bridge? There's a fish. Oh, look, there's another.
That's not from Bluey, is it?
No, that's not from Bluey.
I gotta
this
hear it
is
again.
From a movie that I know you have seen.
Oh man, shit! All right, let me listen to it again. Oh God.
Hot tip is that this is the American dub, and there were two English dubs.
Two. It's not a. Oh God. It's not Ponyo. Is it a Ghibli film?
It is a Ghibli film.
Okay, Mei. Who the fuck is Mei? Although it could have been, I don't know. Fucking.
These are the main characters.
These are the main characters. All right, one more time. It isn't My Neighbor Totoro, is it?
It is.
This
Do
is
you
nuts
know who
because...
those voice actresses are?
Oh, God, they're children. So is it like, I don't know, Hilary Duff? No, it's not Hilary Duff. I have no idea. So fun fact, I've actually never seen My Neighbor Totoro.
What?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. I apologize.
It's okay. That one missed me by a couple of years. My first one was Spirited Away, and then I went on from there. But that makes sense, because they're children, and it's about being
children. So this is Dakota and Elle Fanning.
Okay, yeah, Dakota Fanning was it. Wasn't she also Lilo in Lilo and Stitch?
I don't know about that one. I do know that she was, I'm mixing her up with Kirsten Dunst. Number 12.
Just act natural. This is a candid shot.
It's Aaron Hansen in Rick and Morty.
Yes.
I am taking a picture of you. I am not staring at you. I am taking a picture. That's so fucking funny. Oh, I want to listen to it again just because it's so fucking funny.
This one might also be a little tricky for you. This is number 13.
Why did you make me do this? You're fighting so you can watch everyone around you die.
Look around, Mark. Look at what they have only a fraction of our power. Yeah, that's, That's Nolan, I don't remember his last name, in Invincible, and the actor, I don't remember his name, but I'm going to hit myself when you say it, but he's Spider-Man's manager in, like, the first Spider-Man.
Yeah, if you can give me the name of that other character, I'll give you the point for voice actor.
Oh, God, for Spider-Man's manager? Oh, God. Oh, no. I'm not that smart. Fuck.
They have the same first initial
of Peter
the actor and the character.
Oh god, that doesn't help. I don't know the name of the character. It's like
so that's J.K. Simmons as Omni-Man or as Nolan in Invincible, which is a phenomenal series and I recommend, but please, as always, mind does the dog die, because that's a visceral
series. Oh god. Ooh, yeah. It's because why does J.K. Simmons have initials in the first half of his name? Like, what the fuck does J.K. stand for?
Just he kidding. Might be a junior. He might just, it might just be to be more distinct, because if your name is like John Simmons, that doesn't stand out as much as J.K. Simmons is. I don't know. Listeners, I'm sure, can tell me the actor I mixed him up with in the episode where I did talk about Invincible, because I mixed him up with the guy from Tim and Eric. John C. Riley. John C. Riley is who I mixed him up with. Who's not from Tim and Eric? Maybe? I don't know. I've never actually seen Tim and Eric.
There's a segment. There's a segment. Okay. And Worthy Kids did an animation where Shushy and Guacamole. That's J.C. Riley. Oh, man. Oh, that's so funny, dude. Okay. Mark!
We're on to number 14.
I'm just collecting myself for a second here. Of my daughter. So there was so much for a stupid soundbite. There's so much emotion for me behind that fucking clip. It's Miss Duck. It's a hero from Princess Tutu. And that's my other wife in life, Lucy motherfucking Christian. Love her. So there's a really cute clip from I have the Orin Host Club DVDs. Mm-hmm. And they have commentary with Travis. I almost said McElroy. Travis.
I want somebody to Willing go through Blam. All of Travis Willingham's voice lines with Travis McElroy. Can you imagine that Roy Mustang as voiced by Travis McElroy?
I'm gonna need you to get down on your hands and knees there, Lust. You've had enough.
Is that what Travis McElroy sounds like? McElroy sounds like.
He's from Virginia. I don't fucking know. But the point is that
he's from West Virginia.
Born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Is relaxing.
Now that's Will Smith.
He talks about meeting Lucy Christian, and she's like a fourth of his height, and she's older than him. And he met her for like the first time, and she does this like. And he's like, I was, you're so cute! Like, he loses it. I fucking love Lucy Christian.
15, a staple.
So what? It's not like there's anyone waiting at home for me.
Oh my god, yeah, it's Mr. Naruto. It's Naruto Uzumaki.
It is Mr. Naruto. Do you know who voices Naruto?
I've seen her. I don't remember her name. But I think she's done work before. She unfortunately is now glued to Naruto for the rest of her fucking life because she has that smoker's voice. So she's like the perfect. Mm. But she was also in Grey's Anatomy as like.
She was also in Shameless.
Yeah, she's like an actress, but I don't know her name. But she's cool.
Her name is Maylee Flanagan.
We love her. I was watching Grey's Anatomy and like someone is like stealing medicine or something. And they go, they're like, hey, Mrs. So-and-so, can I have a record? She turns around, it's like Naruto going, yeah, I'll go get the records for you. Here you go. Have a great day. And I'm like, no, it's Naruto.
Hello? Naruto? Hello?
Naruto here. Gave up his, he's not ninja president anymore. He's working at a pharmacy.
Number 16.
I should have been there for you by now, but here we are.
Wow. Okay, that's Quentin Flanagan. Is it Raiden?
No.
Oh.
That's ooh. Axel.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Let me listen to it again. Wow, how could I? Yeah, literally, fuck the third game. I've had one cutscene with Axel. I haven't finished it yet. I have had one, and it's with the, like, gotta celebrate.
Yeah. I was surprised by how few voice lines he has in that game, and that whole first scene of him with Kairi, he's stuttering and constantly cutting himself off, so it's like, yeah, no, well, maybe, and it's like, I can't work with this clip, I can't do it.
Yeah, that's, you can always tell when it's Quentin Flynn, because it, when I say what I say about identifying the voices, it's not to make fun of them. It's literally how I can tell who's who. But it always sounds like he has two acorns in his mouth. Like, he's like,
what?
His cheeks are full. Like, he's got air pockets in there. So it's like he's got jowls. And you can tell it's like, it's Quentin.
Oh, in the same way that Gillian Anderson kind of speaks, yeah, where it's the tongue is very flat and against the teeth at the back of the mouth. Meg Ryan has that as well, that sort of accent.
Yeah. Not a knock. Like, that's just how he sounds. Mm-mm. That's how he was born. Mm-hmm. That's, some people just sound the way that they sound just because of genetics.
17.
That's pretty forward of you, considering we just met.
Oh, fuck. I know who it is, but God, fuck me if I can remember. God damn it. No, what's crazy is that this sounds a lot like Ashley Johnson to me.
Mm-hmm. But it's not.
It's not.
This voice actor is much older than I thought she was.
This is a show I've watched several times. God damn it. If only I didn't have ADHD, I would have perfect fucking score.
What's the show? Tell me a little bit about the show. Let's work through your brain together.
I think it's a Western cartoon.
No.
Fuck, it's an anime? God. Does it have to do with aliens? My brain is like, if it's not a Western cartoon,
It does not have to deal with aliens. It is a Netflix animated series.
Oh! Is it 3D or 2D?
I won't tell you.
The harder I try to remember, the more it slips away. Oh, I'm so fucking mad. You're gonna say it and I'm gonna fucking... Alright, tell me what it is.
It's Haru from Beastars.
God damn it. God, you
and
son of a
fucking
bitch.
And she is voiced by Laura Jill Miller, who's in her 50s, which I wasn't expecting.
Oh, yeah. She's...
What did you throw, by the way?
Those were a pack of index cards that I never opened. I'm so mad. I'm so fucking mad. I love that show. It's great. And I have to watch more. God, son of a fucking... If my brain is like, it's not an anime and it's not a Western cartoon that we've seen often, then it's Ben 10. I don't know why I default to Ben 10. No idea.
All right.
She's probably in Ben 10 for all I fucking know. Okay.
She could be. Number 18.
He's a childhood friend who I've known, like, forever. I thought I knew everything there was to know about him, and then I find this.
Okay, that's Bryce. I don't remember his last name, but that's my boy Bryce.
That's not Bryce.
Shut the fuck up. Hold on. Are you sure that's not Bryce?
When I went to look up who voiced
this character,
is
who you're talking about.
I was legitimately shocked that it was not Bryce. But they have, okay. This person is also in Ladybug and is one of the recent recasts.
Oh, shit.
This is Nino's new voice actor.
That's neat. It doesn't sound anything fucking like it. Okay.
This is Nino's new voice.
I didn't recognize Nino's.
But can you tell me what show this is from?
It's a show. It's a show. Is it Ladybug?
No.
Okay, I have no idea. I did not recognize Nino's voice, so I have no idea.
This is Jack in Beastars.
Jack?
The Golden Retriever?
Oh my god, there's like so many layers happening in my mind right now, because I was like, that's Bryce when I watched it. I was like, it's my boy Bryce. I was wrong the whole fucking time.
Would you like to tell the audience a little bit about Bryce and Miraculous Ladybug in specific?
Alright, so the Bryce has probably been in something you have listened to. Bryce is one of those voice actors that has been in like a gazillion things.
It's Bryce Papenbrook, yeah?
Yeah. Like if you watched anything in your childhood, I bet he's from that like grouping of voice actors. I know him as Caspar in Fire Emblem Three Houses. Cause that's when I've heard him before, but that's when I really started to pay attention to whatever character he was playing. And then we watched Miraculous Ladybug. I have made the joke before and I will make it again. Bryce has probably had to go to see a chiropractor because of how much of the show he was carrying on his back by voicing literally half the cast of Miraculous Ladybug. He is Nino. He is Adrian. He was the nerdy kid with the robot. He's Chloe's butler. He's the rock star that has the shitty. He's like the CEO that like his son makes really shitty like teen punk music or whatever. He's that guy. probably somebody else that I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
Ben Diskin is also Gonzo in Muppet Babies. Just an important thing.
This
to
is
know.
One of those
but
rare
he's
guys.
He's also Haida in Agretzko.
Oh, it's a good thing you told me that now, because I would have rolled into Agretzko being like, it's Bryce!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so there's another voice actor that I was terrified you were going to put in here. He voices Sol Evans in Soul Eater, who, when I first heard it, I thought it was Johnny Bosco. Oh, sorry, not Johnny Bosco.
Johnny Young Bosch.
Thank you. I thought it was Johnny Young Bosch. It's not. They sound almost identical. It's insane. Mm. And the amount of times people have gone up to him and like have gone up to Johnny Young Bosch and were like, I love when you played Soul. And he's like, who? Like, I don't know who that is. It's so fucking wild. Okay. I'm sweating. Right. I'm so sweaty right now.
We have two left. And I think the last two are maybe the most difficult. But I don't know. You might surprise me. Number 19.
We will always be there for you.
Oh, God. The dance music makes me think it's Persona 5.
It is an anime video game.
Yeah. I kind of want to say it's that other Squaresoft game that came out, but I didn't play that.
Astral Chain? No.
Yeah, it's not Astral Chain.
It's not Astral Chain.
Stares at my game collection. Like,
it's a game you like, a game you've recommended, and a game you played.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's an anime game, and it's not Code. Is it Code Vein?
No.
Fuck! I'm looking over at, like, half the games I have are downloaded. Like, I don't know why I'm looking at my
exactly,
fucking physical.
Exactly, yeah.
The voice actress, I'm like, I recognize her, but I don't. Let me hear it one more time. God. Oh, wait! Is it AI Somnium Files?
It is, yes. Now, can you narrow down which character it is and which voice actor it is?
It's Aiba.
It is Aiba.
It's Aiba. And her, so when I played the game, I had the same problem I'm having now, which is I know her. I've heard her before, but fuck me, could not tell you her name, and I could not tell you her vocal history, but I know I've heard her before.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, what's her name?
So that was Erica Harlicker.
Damn it.
This is our very last one. Are you prepared?
No, but let's do it. I'm losing my dick is gone. Like we're bordering on flaccid right now. Like I was starting out strong, and now it's just falling apart. Okay, I have boob sweat, and it's like a waterfall.
20.
How long have you been standing there? You haven't been watching me, have you?
Oh, that's okay. That's it. It's not Ignis from. Fuck. So he is, this is Fire Emblem Three Houses. This is the kid, this is the kid that wants to be an artist, but his dad was like, you're going to be a war criminal instead, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
It's Ingus or like Ignis, but it's not Ignis, is it? Like, oh, fuck, I don't remember the name.
There's a Z in his name and it does start with an Ig. Starts with an Ignatz.
It's Ignatz.
It is Ignatz, yeah.
I don't remember his last name, because, you know, they've all got fucking crazy-ass names. The voice actor is new. I have not... I think I've heard him
in one
other project.
I've heard you say his name before, though, which is why I was maybe Nika has a chance with this one. Or I just know your voice so well that I can imagine you saying literally anything at this point.
Let me hear it one more time. So I don't know his name, but I know his voice. He has a distinct, he has a bit of a like a shush, like he pronounces his S's with an SH. And I don't know his name. I've only heard him in Fire Emblem and possibly something else. But I know the character. It's Ignatz, Fire Emblem Three Houses. I love him. He was a second choice to marry after Ash. I married Ash. I love him. And then I played Golden Deer, and that was all thrown out the window when I heard fucking.
Was it Claude?
Oh my God. Yeah, it's fucking
Claude's
Claude.
Perfect, yeah. Yeah, Claude's perfect. We love to hang out with Claude in this household. Ignatz is voiced by Christian Lamonte.
Ooh, what a lovely name. Christian Lamonte.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Nika, you finished with a total score of 25 out of 40, which quite frankly is more than I thought you would get. So.
Oh, wow. Wow. You, yeah, like I said, if I didn't have a memory disorder and I had perfect recollection, I feel like I would have gotten a higher score, but.
God had to nerf you with ADHD. That's the
yeah, he really did.
Yeah.
You really fucking did. Oh my god, that was so much fun.
I think the really fun part of, like, finding these voice lines and also just paying more attention to the vocal work that happens in anything you're enjoying is, like, I think you really become keyed into the subtle acting that happens with a voice and how important that is. And I mean, just think of, like, any major blockbuster production post Genie Aladdin, right, that has sold itself on its huge name actors who, like, haven't been able to deliver because they're not voice actors. They haven't honed that specific craft. And I mean, of course, you always get, like, the rare individual who's really incredible. But I think more often than not, we wind up with people who just kind of sell it short, which is really unfortunate.
So what's so interesting about, like, the art of voice acting, right, is that, so, like, when you first, like, start listening to things, like, really hardcore, you, mm-hmm. first off, you assume it's, like, it's all, and by the way, super plus that Vic isn't on this list. Like, that's
oh, absolutely not. We don't recognize that name in this household. Moving on.
Yeah. It's like you first listen to those, like, performances and you assume it's all the voice actors, like it's all them mm-hmm. doing, like, the legwork. And, like, yes, yeah. they have talent. They have an ability to, like, as much as I this is a topic for another episode, should you ever have me again. But Troy fucking Baker is an excellent actor. I got some beef with him. Yeah. But other than that. Even despite the voice direction, like, he always manages to pull out an A++ mm-hmm. performance. But then you have people like the thing with Sam and Taliesin, where they are profoundly incredible actors. And I watched them on Critical Role, yeah. where they are doing shit on the fly. And they are yeah. so good that even talent that good can get fucked by a bad voice director. Yeah. Or maybe even, like, scheduling.
We talk about that all the time with Final Fantasy 15, where that game, like, yes, Ray Chase and Robbie Damon Adam Crosdale deliver, like, phenomenal performances, but you can also hear it, like, throughout, like, where they were clearly, like, either very frustrated or very tired, or this was maybe, like, the 800th time they were taking a line. And it's like, I feel like you see that especially in, like, Gladio's performance. And also, because the game got changed so much, it was in development for 15 years, of course,
the fact,
like, who, what are our characters? Who are they doing and what are they doing?
The fact that the voice actor for Junkrat is the same guy as Gladio should tell you a mm-hmm. lot about who was directing yeah. them.
And not to, like, knock those performances, but they're not their best, you know? And the end product suffers for it. And I mean, you see that in Final Fantasy 14 as well, where, like, these weird castings yeah. don't match the characters. And it's like,
yeah.
even when the voice doesn't match the character, you end up with just something really weird and mottled, and it doesn't totally come together in the experience at the end.
And I like to imagine that the scene where, like, Noctis is like, "Don't you think I know that?" I like to think it's Ray Chase, like, channeling all his frustration from the numerous retakes into that line, because it's really charged. But one of my favorite things about like, you know, it's, we all struggle with our mental health, right? I struggle with self-confidence mm-hmm. like everybody else. But one thing I am very confident mm-hmm. about is my ability to pick people out. And the ability comes from the fact that, like, every single person on this planet has such a unique way of speaking that they cannot mm-hmm. hide. It is, like, mm-hmm. it's down to the physiology. It's down to where they grew up. What's their first language?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, I can tell, like, I made the joke earlier, but I can tell it's Quentin Flynn because of the cheek thing. I can tell it's, like, somebody else because of, like, maybe they speak farther back in their throat. And that's all subconscious. And the one mm-hmm. time I was ever, not barring people that just happened to sound very similar to each other, the one time I heard a vocal performance and I had no fucking clue who it was, and when I did find out, I was pissed, was Joel from Last of Us. I had no idea who that was. I was like, wow, this guy sounds really good. And then I looked it up and I was like, it's fucking Troy Baker, who at the time I recognized as a character from Bleach, like, which is a,
yeah.
He was also Abel Nightroad in Trinity Blood, which I really love. I have the DVD mm-hmm. of that. Totally different character, not even the same ballpark. Mm-hmm. So I was like, but excuse me? So, like, it's just, I don't know. I love it. There's a lot of things I want to be, and one of them is, like, if I didn't meet all these other criteria, I would be a voice director, because it's just, it's such an amazing field. And these people, like, I would pay money to be a fly on the wall to watch them like workshop this kind of stuff out and how we get the performances we get. And I got the pleasure of meeting Ray Chase one time, and he was super nice. And I got him to sign my Nier Automata live orchestra CDs that I bought literally seconds before I laid eyes on him, because I have no self-control. And I went up to him and I was like, wow, can you sign this? Also, would you guys ever do another recording with Kyle McCarley again for his Twitch channel? And he was like, oh yeah, I think he wants to do another thing. And I was like, yeah, I had such a good time. And he was like, yeah. And he did this line that Eve does in Nier Automata where he's like, I'm going to read real hard. No, I'm going to eat that apple really hard. It was like really sexual. And he just pops it out and I lost my fucking shit. So, and he started off reading audiobooks in his car, like some fucking where. So like just mad respect for voice actors. They do a lot of work. Voice directors too. I don't know their names. I should, and I will learn them, but yeah. It's cool.
My fun recommendation is, if you want to support an indie voice actor today, find somebody on Twitter, find out if they have a Ko-fi or a Patreon, and especially if you're an animator or an artist, hit that voice actor up and be like, hey, can you like voice some lines real quick just for like a personal project so that you can have like a fully voiced line for your own character? And like have a friend animate it or animate it yourself. Learn something new. Have
fun. You can find so much amazing talent. Like, obviously this is a no-brainer, but Prozd, incredible.
Oh yeah, and actor. He came from just doing little voice lines Vines. On Tumblr and stuff. Yeah,
he also has an insane memory. There's that clip where he like has a whole scene from Peter Pan memorized beat for beat. And he made a japer. He was like, I really don't like it when people are like, yeah, I can recognize any voice, like, bitch, so can I. And I'm like, I don't know about that one, guy. I think you're just special. I think you're just really good at hearing shit. But yeah, they're everywhere. Like, you know, even the McElroys. I mean, they're not like, they're kind of like higher. I would say higher than like an indie creator. But like, they definitely didn't start off as voice actors. But you don't have to. No, you just have to like, when I did my thesis film, And I had to hire my friends as voice actors, and they were actually really fucking good. Like, people are just like, they want to express themselves. And sometimes all you need is like just a quiet place, like your car on a mountaintop, and you can just
or
some shit out.
Quite frankly, your closet. Go in your closet. It's a wonderful sound dampening tool. I know we talk about You're Wrong About all the time because we love it. And Sarah, most of the time, is in her closet recording.
You can tell, too. It's like, I finally listened to it with earbuds in, and I was like, oh, Sarah. Like, she's, like, talking through a sock. It's, like, it's really good. It's not bad. I just, like, wow, I can really hear it this time, knowing that she's in there. But, man.
Listeners, let us know what score you got on this fun little quiz. And I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you're interested in more goofy little stuff like this, let us know. And if you want Nika back, let us know. Because Tease and I both adore Nika. And Nika has so many ideas for episodes that, you know, they want
to
do.
I have so many that I have to pitch.
They have to write the pitch first.
Yeah. I'm just like, hey, what if, like, you guys do an episode on this? And you were like, maybe you should pitch it to us. And I'm like, oh. And therein lies the problem. I have to do something. I have to work and use my brain? Nah.
But yeah, if you enjoyed Nika, you can find them on Twitter and Tumblr at Turian Mailman. That's TURIANMAILMAN. They are an incredible artist. They make comics. Keep an eye out for a special Princess Tutu project that they're working on as well. I'm putting you on blast so that you have to work on it more.
Yeah,
if you enjoyed the podcast, you know, leaving us a review on iTunes helps us out so much. Share it with a friend. Retweet our little promos on Twitter. All that stuff is totally free to do and helps us out so much. But also, just listening to the show is a super big help. So thank you. If you want to support us monetarily, we have a Ko-fi and we also have a Patreon. Patreon members at the $5 tier get access to monthly plus episodes where we do anything from book clubs to show and tell, where we talk about the things we really love and why we love them. We just put one of those out. Tease talks about Ping Pong the animation and what an incredible feast for the eyes is, and I talk about Miraculous Ladybug and the plot and why it's really compelling and interesting. If you want to find out more about our podcast, you can find us at authorsnotepod.com. We are on Patreon and Ko-fi, again at authorsnotepod. My name is Cass, and you can find me pretty much everywhere across the internet at Valhethella. That's V-A-L-H-E-T-H-E-L-L-A. And if you enjoyed our theme music that was composed and done by the wonderful James Wyulo, you can find him on Bandcamp at James Y. And if you enjoyed our cover art that was by the wonderful and incredible Nyalliest, you can find her on Twitter at Nyalliest. That's N-Y-A-L-L-I-E-S-T. Nika, we come now to the final question of the show, which is, what's something that doesn't have a fandom that you wish did?
I would say Princess Tutu, but I think it's actually kind of getting a lot of buzz right now. But I mean, mm-hmm. I'll always plug Princess Tutu. I always describe it as Inception on ballet. It's like, whatever you think it is not that. It deceives mm-hmm. you with like its cutesy style. I won't say more beyond that. If you just like really meta stories, I highly recommend it. And of course it's got like, open source, you know, Tchaikovsky music or whatever. So like the music's mm-hmm. always going to bop. Highly recommend that. AI Somnium Files, I would also recommend. It is a detective game. You can play it on the Switch. I believe it goes on sale relatively often, but it is about a detective who has a special eyeball that can talk to him in his eye. And you are solving a murder case. And it has multiple endings, and it's kind of done in a pseudo point-and-click adventure game style slash visual novel style, and the writing mm-hmm. is impeccable. It is so funny and so off the wall, but then it'll switch to, like, I cried in certain sections mm-hmm. of playing it. Highly recommend that. If you like podcasts, Wolf 359, it's dead now. It's long been dead, but... I haven't checked to see if it has an active fandom, but like, I mean, it's a good story. It's really compelling. Mm-hmm. It's a mystery. It's like you're on a space station with this guy, Eiffel, and it starts with their everyday, you know, taking care of a space station surrounding a dwarf star into a sort of political drama. So that's really good. And I can't really think of anything
else. No, I'm cutting you off now. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wow. Jeez. I see how it is.
Thank you very much for listening. We will catch you all next week. Tease will be back. Until then, please get vaccinated. Stay up to date with the news. Keep yourself safe and others safe. More importantly, by wearing a mask. And do something kind for yourself today. Bye.
Should I stop recording now?